Have you ever stopped to think about why it is that you are behaving a certain way, like when it's really not who you are, or like if you're hiding from something because you're afraid of what people are going to think, or maybe you feel like you just aren't worthy of something? My guest today is going to help us to realize that when we wear those masks that don't align with our values, that don't really line up with who we are doing a disservice to ourselves and to everybody else around us. My guest today is Dr. Jennifer Blossom. She is a keynote speaker. She is a trailblazer. She is an entrepreneur. She is the host of the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. She is a coach for high performance women in leadership looking to up-level their potential. She is that and so much more. I'm really looking forward to what you have to learn from this episode with Dr. Jen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the Badass Reset Club, a special place where if you've lost your way, girl, we're here to help guide you back. Those club doors are opened up wide so we can discuss all things fitness, nutrition, body composition, hormones, menopause, beauty, headspace, and more. Hey there, my name's Heather. I'm a fitness expert, nutrition coach, autoimmune athlete, mom of three pretty cool kids, and married to one handsome firefighter. I started this club because after years of over-exercising, under-fueling, gaining weight, dealing with Hashimoto's disease, and experiencing hormones gone crazy, I knew there had to be a better way. So come on in, badass. Let's hit that reset together. Oh my gosh. So this guest that we're bringing in today, this is like a soul sister. She just doesn't know it yet. I first heard Dr. Jennifer Blossom talking at the PNW Women's Live event, and she came out like a firecracker, and I was like, oh, this is one of my girls. And she just like lit everybody up in there. And immediately I knew I needed to bring her in to talk about some ways that we can hit that reset so we can feel badass again in our lives. So please welcome to the show, Dr. Jennifer Blossom. We'll call you Dr. Jen. Welcome. Come on in.
Thank you so much for having me. It's just a true honor to be here and to have connected with you at the event and now to be able to be on your show. What a blessing to speak here with you and to all your people. So I'm thrilled to be here.
I love that. Okay. So totally true. You came in like a breath of fresh air because it was like post-lunch, you know, like it was a great day, but post-lunch, sometimes people are sleepy. You lit it up. Like, oh, and it was such a good message. I love, love, love like your story of where you came from this Alaskan town. I came home and I told my husband we needed to go and watch the salmon. and really, truly like the stage that you set from where you came from was amazing. And then your transformation point of when you were speaking to my heart. And right now everyone's listening. They're like, what is she talking about? We'll dive into it. But I'm a runner. And like you were speaking to my heart, I've had those runs. Like when my dad died, I have that visceral, like drop to the ground, gutted feeling of just overwhelm. And so when you were sharing that, I was like, Oh yeah. Like you just feel those feels. And sometimes they hit you on runs.
They do. They just, in more than one ways, than one way. Yeah,
for sure. For sure. So you were sharing this story and then you went into your whole program and your whole philosophy of unmasking. And I can't wait to bring this to everybody. So take a deep breath. Yes. The doctor is in.
Oh.
Where would you like to start sharing like how this came to be such an important topic for you to help people through?
You know, I think that in my own life, and I think in a lot of people's lives, sometimes our darkest moments and our darkest seasons can be such beacons of light and catalysts for true change in our lives and in others' lives when we allow it to be. So for me, it was just hitting that true rock bottom moment of my life and knowing that I didn't have a choice but to figure this out and to go up because the other option was like, I'm out. So there was no other choice for me. I mean, there was a choice and my choice was to walk through the fire. I mean, it was just something that rocks you so hard to your core. And I always tell women too, it wasn't like this huge thing happened overnight. It was years and years and years of compounded behaviors and habits and beliefs and thoughts that just were so stuffed until eventually I popped and it came out in more than one way.
Yeah. Oh, it's that I've heard you talk about this on your podcast too. It's that iceberg effect.
It's the iceberg. Yeah.
It looks really pretty from up top, but oh, yeah. There's a storm brewing of stuff. And it's not all bad, but it's that accumulation right over time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I think, you know, even speaking to your community is we can be so good at masking these things, if you will, and have things that look so put together on the outside, but in the inside, it's this silent suffer that no one knows about. And we're really good at hiding it because we're supposed to, quote unquote, have it all together from the outside. And that is that really slippery slope, the iceberg effect, if you will, of no one knows what's truly going on underneath. And that's why that inner work is so important. And it's only the work that we can do.
Yes, totally. So I've got to say, I might be an anomaly because I maybe overshare. And so like, I've never really been the one that like hides things. Like I'm the communicator. I'm going to tell people what's going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes my husband will be like, what are you telling people? I'm like, everything.
Everything. And that's it too. Like, I feel like we have both extremes and also that happy medium, but regardless of where you're at on that journey, it's the work to be able to process through it and those steps and the clarity to do so is what most people lack. And that's why that self-awareness and those tools are key to be able to know how to move through that.
Yes. Where were you when you had that moment of, you know, like pure anxiety buildup? Where were you in the stage? Remind me of your career. Were you practicing at that time?
I was. Yeah. We had just moved to Washington State from Alaska and just got our house and it was just pure chaos. Like moved with two little boys. Everything was new. I mean, we felt like we were building a house on a rocky foundation. It was insane, like literally insane. Career-wise, I was in the online coaching space for 8 years, and then I was practicing as a therapist for, I think, 8 years as well. So maybe seven, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. So wasn't a newbie by any means. I mean, well established in my careers, which also led me to think that I had it all together. And because I was this professional, both in the online world and in a, you know, medical practice, I was like, I don't need help out in the tools. I teach these tools to people. And I was so blind to the fact that I couldn't even use my own tools. And so it was in that just complete surrender of getting my butt kicked that I realized I need help.
Got it. Well, that's pretty profound. And that was pivotal, right? Like
it was pivotal. It was pivotal when I finally got help. What was not pivotal is that moment scared me so much to my core, but I was so afraid to tell anybody and get help that I wrestled with it for almost 2 years alone. And so I never sought out help. I tried to fill my tank with personal development books and podcasts and all these really great things that inherently are really good habits. And I think they had good intentions, but I still wasn't getting to the root of what was going on and was still running from myself. So I tried to fix it for about 2 years until I finally got out of my own way and let someone help me.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that long.
It was.
That is a long time. That's a long time to work through that.
Yes.
I kind of feel like that is a really common practice for people. And I'm curious what your thoughts are. Of how much we numb ourselves out with reading the thing, listening to the thing, always taking on the new thing, before we like really address what the thing
the
is.
The root. Yeah. I think it's really common. And I think it's well-intended because we're trying to cover up a feeling, right? We're trying to feel better. We're trying to improve ourselves. And it's great, but it's also like a Band-Aid on a bullet hole unless we truly do that deep, deep work. And I think that, you know, prefacing by like, it's not like everyone has this big load of trauma work to do, but just being mindful of where you're at and what you need and allowing yourself to receive what it is to help you really step into that next place. And using the tools, you know, in a healthy way, but not in a way that that just covers up what really goes on.
Mm-hmm. Someone just mentioned, can't remember where, one of the million things I was listening to, that we often don't sit within like the boredom or the feeling, like we really do try to just cover it up. And
right. Yeah.
I'm probably one who doesn't, I don't sit idle like ever.
Yeah.
And I need to maybe be a little more bored or have some like seriously unstructured time.
Yes, you're so right. And it's because it's uncomfortable. We're never really taught how to be with ourselves.
Yeah.
And so it's like we're always essentially running from that quiet and that stillness because we're so addicted to the busy, to the stimulation, to the what's next or the, you know, the whatever we're going after. And I always challenge people to practice sitting with yourself because we can try to outrun ourselves to the end of the world, you know, go on a vacation here or go there. But at the end of the day, you're still with you. And when we can learn to walk with ourselves and to truly be our own best friend and to have those conversations with ourselves, it is wild what kind of relationship we can create with ourselves. And that's what a lot of us are missing.
I want that wild relationship with myself.
It's so fun. You can create it and you're just like, yeah, girl, we got this. I mean, instead of being, I would say 9 times out of 10, most women especially are just their own worst critic. And I shared on stage that I was like a drill sergeant to myself for over 30 years. And when I finally was able to be gentle with me and playful and light, like everything began to feel lighter and with ease and really special. Not every day. I mean, it sounds like a fairyland, but like a lot of days. And it's developing that self-love, that self-relationship with ourselves.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to keep listening and I'm going to keep doing the work. I think for like, it's kind of a aha moment. And I hope other people have aha moments when they stop and think about things like that. Like, how often are you sitting idle? For me, I feel like if I'm not productive 25 hours a day, then I haven't done enough. And so like, we're both entrepreneurs. We both are constantly thinking ahead, right? And we get excited about it. And sometimes the brain doesn't like turn off. You're just
totally
full speed ahead. So like, but you're telling us if we pull back and we have some idle time, we're going to be more fruitful. Yes.
Totally. In every area. And that is one of the lies from society of if we're not productive 24/7, we're going to fall behind, that fear of missing out, or we're not worthy enough, or we should be always creating. And my challenge for women is always set by what standard says who, and research goes to show that when we take time to be creative or to have that space where we're more creative, the ideas start flowing in, it releases that burnout, but we have to basically retrain our brain because we've been so conditioned to associate productivity with self-worth. And so now if we rest, we feel like something's wrong with us, or we feel like we should be doing something else. I mean, I'm going to be honest, like it resting, Heather, is so hard for me on Sundays or on Saturdays. I look at my husband and I'm like, how are you so chill right now? I'm just watching the sports game. Like my mind is like, I want to be in the office. I want to be working. I want to be doing this, but I literally have to tell myself you cannot. And so picking up new skills like pickleball, more like hikes outside,
yes,
more adventures, it's been so good for my soul and for my mind and for everybody to find those things that really light you up. And eventually over time, we get better at finding that ease, but that's really hard at first, especially for us who are the, like you, like the go-getters. We want to get things done. It's hard to sit and it's very uncomfortable at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll share that this Sunday, I took my first day off in a month and how ridiculous. Yeah. And I was all day long, like, I should be checking if any clients need me. I should be working on this course. I should be. And then I was like, so you know what I did? I painted 5 walls in my house. Like I still can't sit. I have to like, well, I'm going to make the house beautiful then. Yes. Like, yes. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to work on this.
Yes. And it's not like we have to just sit there and do nothing, but it's finding fruitful, meaningful ways to channel that energy. And it's hard, but being able to take that step back is 10x for so many areas of your life.
Okay. I'm in. Sold.
So
now I need to practice, right?
I gotta practice. Yes.
Create some new neural pathways.
Yes, totally. that's at the end of the day, like that's truly what it is like it's recarving out those structures in our brain because we're so used to the go, go, go.
Okay, taking a quick pause right there because when it comes to menopause, I get fired up. Ladies, I am so tired of being targeted by overpriced supplements that don't do anything. I know that there are actionable steps you can take with your fitness, your nutrition, and your lifestyle that will make those changes you so desire. This is why I created the Age Like a Badass course. It is a short course that gives you all the actionable steps that you can start using right away to make those changes. And we are in our pre-launch phase, meaning that for the month of April 2024, we are launching this baby for $49. And for that, you get the course, you get 8 weeks of strength training, both home and gym version, you get hormone-friendly recipes, and you are getting a module from my 12-week Badass Reset Method coaching program on cortisol. All of these things are going to help you to make those changes so that you can age like a badass. Go ahead and grab the link in the show notes.
Okay, so I do not have my PhD in therapy, but here's my take on it. Like how we get stuck in our ways and our loops is it's a bike path. Like if you're mountain biking and you take that same trail over and over and that rut gets deeper as you're tired. Sinks more and more, especially where we live, right? Where it's muddy and wet. And then it's really difficult to get on another trail or another path because you're like stuck in there. Yes. But if you could just like pop a wheelie and get onto a new trail, you could create some new paths. Yeah. That's the way I've always looked at it.
Yeah, that's 100% like on point with that. And it's hard. And our brain likes to take the path of least resistance. And so it wants to do what we know best and conserve that energy. I mean, truly from a primal standpoint. And so that resistance you're feeling is not uncommon. It's very common. So essentially, as we're creating new thoughts and new ways of living, we have to hold space in our brain for the old and the new. And that takes extra cognitive energy and power. So it's like you have to almost like work against yourself in this process until that new thought begins to click in.
Yeah.
So that pull that you feel is a real thing.
Yeah. Cool. Do I get my doctorate now?
You do, Dr. Heather.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your, when you spoke to us at the women's group about your unmasking, like, can you just share some touch points on that of what you teach, what you speak on?
Yeah. Well, it was funny. I came up, I'm always asked like, how did you come up with the unmasked title and series and all of that? And it was honestly because I realized in my own life how much I masked. And I shared on stage, like we were the most successful we had ever been on paper standpoint, and also the most broken on the inside. And it was because I had this huge mask on and I wasn't walking in alignment with my core values, with integrity, with all of the things I knew to be true and knew to be who I was, because for so many years, and really the last few years, I just kept taking these little steps that were out of my alignment and out of my integrity. And so it was realizing that when we wear these masks, we are typically hiding from ourselves and lying to ourselves. And so what we want to be able to break down for people is that when we can be leaders who are unmasked, we can take off all the pressure and the expectations from society, from culture, from family or friends or lies that we've believed over the years, and truly discover new strategies for leading with positivity, with authenticity, and with a soul-led purpose. And that is what's so important, where we can begin to transform our stress and our biggest roadblocks in our life to be able to just step into this season of fruitfulness and purpose. And so the way in which I love to help people identify with this is to first understand the masks that you're wearing. Oftentimes people aren't even aware of the masks that they are wearing because it's so comfortable to them right now. So masks like perfectionism, masks like people pleasing or self-sabotaging are really common masks that I see a lot of women wear, and they truly impact their personal and their professional lives. What we do is we look at what are the masks you're wearing first? And so we go through all these exercises of, okay, these are the possible masks. And also here's the other ones you could be experiencing. And some have others to add with it. And so it's this really gentle approach to understanding what your masking is. And then we look at, okay, like what underneath those masks are the societal or the personal or the organizational cultural pressures that have contributed to that masking over time. And then when we're able to kind of pinpoint, okay, these are the masks that I've been wearing. Here are some of the reasons that are, you know, why, and this is totally a CliffsNotes version of this. This is way deeper than this, but then we look at what does it mean to embrace authenticity? How can I begin to shed these layers and discover that effectiveness, that authenticity, that genuineness and the vulnerability and the connection that comes with that? And then at the core of this, it's understanding our authentic leadership and our fulfillment and our impact that we can have every single day.
Wow, that's powerful. Okay, so with the masks, one of the things that I was thinking, and I know that this is steering in a different direction, but it's still like, I know that you're going to have a good answer for this. The women that I'm working with are all, you know, in this age of perimenopause to menopause. And there, when you were talking about the masking, it just struck me of how much when we get to this age, when things start to change for us, when our feelings change, our moods change, our bodies change, and we feel like maybe we're getting older and maybe we're becoming a little more irrelevant. Like that is a mask in itself too, that I want to help people to work around.
Yeah.
So it's like, we are not irrelevant. We are not any less valuable. We are at this stage of life that yes, things can be challenging and things can be changing, but like talk a little bit about when people are going through such major changes, how would you advise, like, or what would you say about the mask that they're wearing or what could they look for?
Yeah, I love that question. And I think that it's so relevant to today's message and culture is that, you know, as we age, what are we making that mean about ourselves? And I think for so long it has had this negative connotation, but now there is this new opportunity for us because we have conversations like this to really redefine what aging means, what it means for you. And it can have two different narratives, but at the end of the day, you are in control of the narrative that you tell yourself. And so being able to embody aging and all the changes happening within you in a way that really harnesses your confidence and wisdom and grace and all of these things that you gain every single year, that we all gain as women every single year, because thank goodness we're not who we were 1 year ago or 2 years ago. And the way that we continue to grow and evolve in such a positive, powerful manner, that's the truth that we get to embody and embrace, and the mask that we get to put on by intentional choice. And it's the story we tell ourselves, and it's the lies and the false narratives and the layers that we get to release to create space for that, because we're going to age regardless.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How we choose to show up for that and the thoughts we choose to think and the feelings we choose to generate, it's up to us. It's our responsibility.
I love that, Dr. Jen. See, that is more than just rah-rah mindset. Because when we say mindset, sometimes we're talking like, you know, some people take it as a, oh, just turn your frown upside down kind of BS.
Work, yeah. It's so fleeting.
It is. But these things are actionable. Like, we do have the choice on how we look at it and frame it and the context that we're going to come at.
And the context. And that's the thing too, is it's not, I think that's where people can get so in this trap of, it's not just another positive. You don't need a positive quote. You don't need a positive affirmation. You don't need more Pinterest accounts or whatever. Like, you need this deep neural reset to hold on and build your truth and to build your foundation. And that's a choice we make every single day.
Amen. Good stuff. So I know that you do a couple times a year, you launch out your unmasking coaching. Mm-hmm. Did I hear correctly that you have one coming up? Like, is this something listeners can jump into?
Yes. Yeah. And thank you. We had planned to launch it in March of 2024. And it is just at this point now where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not quite ready. I have a few more things I want to add to it as I've discovered more things.
Yes.
And so our tentative plan now is April 2024. And we're just, excited to roll it out to the public, to have these conversations and to really help women begin to unmask, because it's in that unmasking that we find true inner freedom. And that's what we're after, is that inner freedom, that emotional freedom, because without that, I mean, everything can feel so numb and it can feel so empty. And it's that reconnection, or maybe even that connection for the first time, where I always tell people, like, we're never too old, we're never too young to find this. And when we can find it, it's like the golden ticket.
Wonderful. You know who I think that would really benefit, like, of my listeners are moms whose kids have gone away to school, or, you know, they're becoming empty nesters for the first time.
Yes.
What a different feeling that is. Like, what a great time this would be for those moms, or moms whose kids are getting ready to graduate from high school. That's my listening group, more of that age. I can't wait to share that. And I'll for sure put where people can get on a wait list, get more information in the show notes.
Perfect.
And I have one more question for you. What makes you feel like a badass?
Oh, I love this question. Honestly, first thought that came to my mind was being true and authentic to who I am. And that is everyone's superpower. When we can stop the bull crap of masking and lying to ourselves, and we can truly be who we are, that is badass. That is true power. And I want to shout that from the rooftop so we can all embody that.
Yay. Great answer. You can't go wrong when you're true and aligned, right? You cannot go wrong.
You can't.
I want everybody to check you out. You have a podcast. It is the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, correct?
Yes.
And I've listened to a bunch and I love it. You've got a lot of quick bites and good action, and I love it. So really helpful. What else did I not ask you that you would like to share, or anything about your coaching, anything about speaking, anything that you wanted to share about yourself?
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on here, and all the work that you're doing, Heather, in the world is so valuable and meaningful. And I just want to honor that space for you too, of what you're doing. I think
thank you.
As a podcast host, it can be just so, you know, in our own space of producing and creating, and just the work that you're doing, just to honor that. I just really honor you for that. So thank you for all that you do. And thank you for having me. And
I appreciate that. And I appreciate your time.
Yes.
Really do. So I will link everything to where people can find you. You are a coach. You are working with high level, ready to go people, right?
It's special.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a podcast, like you said, Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, over on Instagram, Dr. Jennifer Blossom, and any of our coaching. We do private workshops, private little retreats. We have little retreats and we have international retreats. We just got back. So we just do a lot of catering of our mental and emotional wellness programs to what people and companies are looking for. So it's a special thing for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I've been looking. You don't have an updated Costa Rica yet.
We don't, because we're going to Greece in 2025. So shameless plug, Heather, are you coming with us?
To Greece?
Yes, we are.
Oh, it's on my bucket list.
I have a meeting in 2 weeks to go over resort centers.
It's on my bucket list. You and I are going to stay connected.
Oh, we will, sister. We will.
Okay. Yee-hoo. Do we get to like wear the dress and get the picture taken?
Literally, I have already been on Pinterest looking up Greece styles. Yes. All the Greece fashion. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay. Awesome. Well, we'll for sure check you out. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your wisdom and your pure light. I love it.
Thank you, Heather. Likewise. Thank you for letting me be here today and just for all that you do.
Appreciate it. And everybody else, we will see you in the club next time.
Well, there you have it. One step closer to feeling strong, confident, and inspired to take care of you again. And you know what's even more badass? Sharing this with a gal pal that might need a little fist pump in her life. If you got some inspo from this episode, I'd be honored if you took a screenshot for your social and tagged me at Coach Heather Yancey so I can send you a personal thank you. And please know that if you could take a minute to rate and review the show, it helps get this podcast to more people. And that's super badass. And finally, if you haven't joined the Badass Reset Club on Facebook, what are you waiting for? I'll see you over there and go get them.